email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, recently, two adorable additions have been born at Photo Wildlife Park. And the lead ranger at Photo Wildlife Park, Julian Fontenot, am I saying that correct, Julian?
It is, yeah, that's correct.
Thank you so much. Joins me online to talk about the adorable additions. I have to say, we've been looking at pictures of them all morning. They're just gorgeous. So first of all, how are you? Are you at work today?
Really good. No, I'm actually on my day off.
Oh, you're on your day off. So thank you so much for taking our call. So tell us about the two new additions.
So we have two new red pandas cubs here born on the 7th of June.
Yes.
And from mother Susie and dad Gerga. And they are doing fantastic.
So say the names of the mum and dad.
So Susie is the mum.
Yeah.
And Gerga is the...
Gerga, Gerga, because we're trying to figure out how to spell that. Okay. How are they doing?
They are doing great. They are doing everything red panda cubs are supposed to be doing.
Which is?
Which is not much at the moment. They are spending a lot of time in the nest box.
Okay.
And we can actually see mom going in and out. So she's still nursing them. They would be so on the milk and be nursed by mom for another probably month.
Yeah.
And that's when they really, so in a month's time, they'll be starting moving around because they will start eating on their own. And then, yeah, they should hopefully be showing up a little bit more.
Amazing. I have a big graw for Photo Wildlife Park. It's absolutely amazing. In 1983, when Photo Wildlife Park opened, I was a Cub Scout and I went down and held a flag as President Hillary opened Photo Wildlife Park. Can you believe that? All those years ago. This is a big deal for Photo Wildlife Park, isn't it?
So it is, yeah. Any birth, especially of endangered animals, so the red pandas are listed as endangered. It's you know, any bit for the conservation that we can do, it's, you know, we take great pride anyway in you know, having successful breeding.
And they are endangered, are they? Where do they normally live?
So these guys would be from eastern Himalayas, southwestern China, so Nepal and China. So they live in bamboo forest.
In bamboo forest.
And they are endangered because of loss of habitat. That would be the main threat for these guys, expanding populations. So we are obviously cutting a lot of forest. There's a lot of population fragmentations as well, because they do live in trees and bamboo forest. They rarely go on the ground. So once the habitat is gone, it's really hard for them to bounce back anyway, and then to adapt to other environments.
Oh, wow. Okay. How are the parents doing, Susie and Gerga?
So they are doing fantastic. They are with the cubs 24/7. Gerga, as any male red panda, is not involved at all in rearing the cubs. So mom does all the work, and he's just happy heating his bamboo and coming down to see us when we go in there. He stays away from the cubs, but he will interact with them as they will start coming out.
Okay, so mom's doing all the work. Typical, right?
Is, yeah.
Typical.
So in the wild, they would. So there's a breeding season. So these guys for Forta, they would be. So it's early in the year. So January to March would be the breeding season. You have about 4.5 months gestation following that. And so we usually have in the summer,
yeah,
or start of the summer, a few cubs. And then dad would be, yeah, would be here for that June, March period, and after that, he's on his own.
Did you know you were going to get new? Did you know she was going to have two cubs? You were aware of that?
So we don't know. So they can go from one to four cubs.
Okay.
We were watching her closely as we've seen normal breeding behaviors from the two, and then we also saw what is nest building behaviors from the female. So they have a few nest boxes inside the enclosure,
okay,
or the habitat, and they will go and then start stuffing branches and hay, and she would reorganize things inside. That's a good indication that she's getting ready to cob. So that's the signs they're already really keeping an eye on.
Amazing. And people can't visit them just yet, can they?
So you can visit mom and dad. We have another two females as well in the habitat next to the pair. But the cubs, yeah, it probably will be another month before they are starting coming out. Okay. Would be usually early morning and late evenings.
Okay.
If there is a bit of noise and a bit of disturbance, they would probably hide.
But
then they'll grow, you know, they'll build up confidence and hopefully by the end of
September. Julian, two more quick questions for you. Would you just describe what a red panda looks like to the listener?
So it's it looks fairly closely to a fox mixed with a raccoon and...
It's kind of got a raccoon face.
They've got this really fluffy,
gorgeous
animal.
They're so cute. Like, they're just the cutest thing. You can pick your phone up now, put your detox away, and you can have a little Google of a red panda. They're absolutely stunning. And you haven't named them yet, have you?
No, we don't. So the park will be running a naming competition.
Nice.
So all the details on the website will be linked. There's a link anywhere on the website to the naming competition. People can suggest any names. It's always nice to see names that would be closely related to the habitat. So any, you know, meanings in native languages that they are from, things like that would be fantastic.
So photowildlife.ie to get involved in the naming of these two new beautiful cubs. Thanks very much and congratulations, Photo Wildlife. And thanks, Julian, for taking our call. Let's take a quick break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.